Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's about 8:40-ish. Shirts are off and it's time for this.
Could I get a quick picture?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. And now I joke. I'm joking. I'm really joking.
3-2. Swinging the ball, driven to left center field. That sends Jones back at the track, looking up, that ball, out of here! Ruth Odor, a walk-off home run, and the Rangers beat the Tigers 5-4.
I don't know what radio show you were on a second ago, Don, but now you're on this one.
Now you're on this one.
Now you're on this one.
What's up, Fan Fans?
This is Jared Sandler.
I'm pretty fast.
Dude, our shirts are off, obviously.
Yeah.
I've never seen Walchuk look so tan. I know you were shirtless at the lake all weekend, weren't
I was,
you? You're looking sun-kissed, man, looking strong.
Thank you. I was trying to come back just for you to look like I got a little bit of color, had to show it off. But right now we are joined by a man who I know was not shirtless, and he was indoors with the AC and the roof closed out in Arlington all weekend. A great first 3 days of Rangers broadcasts, our one and only Jared Sandler here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. Jared, thank you so much for joining us as you always do. But on an off day, I know those are going to be few and far between during the 60-game sprint. First and foremost, how are you? Are you okay? I even sent you a text yesterday when our guy, or really my guy, Palumbo, got in the game. I never heard back. Are you pissed at me? Did I do something? Or were you just so bummed about Corey Kluber, which is totally fair?
That's funny. I do remember you texting me, and I think it was like right when we were learning that Corey Kluber was not in the game. And so I apologize for not texting you back. That is totally on me, total party foul. Now, I will say I did get some probably not sober text from you, I think, or at least one, and I wasn't quite sure like what you were asking or saying.
Oh, geez.
So I apologize for not responding to that
either.
One as well. I kind of took it as you're having a great time, and who am I to get in the way and spoil the Walchuk party? I don't want one of those like you're killing me Smalls moments where I'm just like, you know. But I hope you had a great time, and it certainly, based on your text messages, it seems like you did.
It was fantastic. I appreciate you putting in an extra hour in with Eric after Friday night's game. But Friday night was a fun one. I mean, Lance Lynn, just a bull.
Oh, we had a huge party, man.
All in on, before we get into the bummer of the news, which is Kluber, what were some positives that you were able to take away during this first opening series? I mean, you know, Gallo did indeed look fantastic in the powder blues. We knew he would. The whole team did. He goes yard. He hits that homer. I thought the pitching overall lived up to expectations, especially the relievers. What were some of the positives you can give us from the 3 days against Colorado?
So Lance Lynn wasn't peak Lance Lynn, but did what he does so well, which is take whatever circumstance is in front of him and figure out a way to get the job done. You know, the walks are kind of an indication that, you know, he didn't have his A-plus stuff, or certainly A-plus command, but still didn't give up a run. You know, Mike Minor was good, wasn't great. And some of the issues, the reason he only lasted five innings, similar to the challenges he had second half last year, where he'd get to two strikes on a guy and just couldn't put them away. But it was a little different, because he ended up having six strikeouts in five innings, so he was able to put guys away, and he wasn't giving up hits. Like, when he had that bad July, he'd get the two strikes and he'd get up 0-2 and guys would just foul pitches off and they'd eventually, you know, get a base hit or whatever. On Saturday, he'd get up, you know, whether it was 0-2, 1-2-2, well, you know, when he gets the two strikes and it would just take him a few pitches. He averaged about a little under four pitches once he got to two strikes, which is about a full two pitches more than the major league average once a pitcher gets to two strikes to finish a plate appearance. And that adds up. But he was still able to get out. So it wasn't like he just wasn't efficiently getting outs, and that's why he only lasted five innings. But he was in the strike zone, and, you know, I think for a first start, no issues. I'd also say that the bullpen, for the most part, was good. Now, technically, Joe Palumbo pitched out of the bullpen. So if you look at the Rangers' relief numbers, Joe Palumbo's numbers probably changed the complexion a little bit. You know, they had to go eight innings on Sunday. But the bullpen, I thought, was really good. Unfortunately, the guy who I think still is leaving something to be desired and maybe at least some skepticism or, you know, a lack of security for Rangers fans is Jose Leclerc. But in the one save opportunity he had, he got the job done. It was in a non-save situation in which he gave up a run on Sunday.
Now, we did get a text in from the 817. Can we talk about Jesse Chavez being a certified badass? He definitely looked great. And I know Broaddus was one that really valued what Jesse was able to do. But I think for those of us that were following the team pretty closely last year, Jared, I mean, dude, Jesse's a guy that there is no situation it seems like he's ever not pitched in.
So much swag.
He can handle it all.
Yeah, and, you know, if you guys remember last year, he had that scoreless stretch and then – you know, really out of need, they moved him to the rotation. And he, you know, he wasn't as effective and then ended up getting hurt. He looks, and it's only two outings, but he does look like the relief version of Jesse Chavez from last year and the year before when the Rangers had him and then traded him to the Cubs. And if he is that guy or even 90% of that guy, that's a big boon for this bullpen because, frankly, when I assessed the bullpen coming into this year, Jesse was one of the many question marks simply because, A, coming off of injury, B, he's not a young guy, and you never know which year is finally going to be the year that someone starts to really go downhill. But it seems like he's reinvented himself. And relief version of Jesse Chavez, especially with white hair, has been good so far. And you know, with the Rangers as a reliever, he's been really good. And yeah, you're right. And what Broaddus brought up and what you just mentioned there, certain relievers, they're creatures of habit, and they like their role. And when they pitch outside of their role, the results are not the same. Jesse's role is that he really doesn't have a role, and that's fine with him. And he pitches whenever, wherever. Sometimes he needs to pitch the ace to be the setup guy. Sometimes he needs to pitch the fifth. And help bridge to the setup guy and pitch a couple innings, or like Sunday, he needs to come and clean up a mess, and he did a great job of that too. So, I think that's where his real value is he's okay with not having a role, and he pitches well in a variety of situations.
The greatness of Jared Sandler joining us here on a little Just Banging with Jared Sandler, as we do every night at 8:40-ish on the nosebleed seats, of course, when the Rangers are not playing here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. We got to get into Kluber. JD on with the G-Bag Nation earlier, clarifying he is indeed going to be out a month, and he's probably not going to be able to start again if he comes back. It'll more likely be in a relief role. This was just bizarre, as you were mentioning. You were just kind of getting the news as, oh, why is Kluber out? It seemed like nobody really anticipated Kluber to be out of the game and not return after that first inning. He seemed fine. How shocked are you now, a day later, with the MRI results coming back the way they were, and then how can the Rangers now go from here? I mean, is it going to be more pressure on Gibson and Lyles, or are we going to be looking at Allard and Palumbo to have to step up?
Yeah, I think the pressure spread out. I mean, I think you can make a case that there's more pressure on Lynn and Minor, more pressure on all these guys, really, and frankly, if the bats aren't going to get going, and I don't expect them to be as poor as they were this weekend, but you know, if the bats are really going to be a weakness and not even just kind of middle of the road, then that just adds pressure to every pitcher. The Kluber thing was surprising. A few things. One, you know, his injuries last year were not, and it's going to sound weird what I'm about to say, but they weren't arm related in the sense of, you know, ligament and muscle stuff. He did break his forearm, but like that's a separate category because that's not a ligament thing. And then the oblique injury, I mean, it's a crappy injury to have, but we've seen a lot of people have it. Cole Hamels has had it multiple times. You know, you rest, you come back, you're fine. So, you know, even though Corey got asked, I thought it was weird. Corey was getting asked a ton about injuries, and I get why, but like the volume in which he was asked just like was confusing to me. And because like he had these injuries that were clear, like they healed, he's good. And you know, I know the body's connected, but like I the shoulder thing seems totally unrelated. What's weird to me is that and Rangers fans might remember in 2015, Derek Holland started the home opener against the Astros. He didn't, and I think he left after one inning with a subscapularis injury in like his lat shoulder blade area, and he ended up missing like 4 months. But like with Derek, you watched him that inning and the velocity was down, and you just, was the gun off or is something wrong? Is he not loose? And then sure enough, he doesn't come out for the second inning. It wasn't like that with Corey. Corey, you know, the velocity was there. Everything seemed fine. He just didn't come back out. And it turns out, you know, he's got something somewhat significant. And guys, you know, I know the bullpen thing is a possibility. I wouldn't be surprised if Corey doesn't pitch again this year. And the Rangers have an interesting decision because he's got an $18 million team option, which if he pitched, you know, the way I think a lot of us were expecting him to, that's a no-brainer. You pick it up. But now, you know, someone his age with his mileage, if he does need surgery, which they're hoping he doesn't, but if he does, you know, the fact that, you know, you acquire Corey Kluber for this year and maybe next year, all of a sudden might become, well, you acquired Corey Kluber for one inning. And it's really unfortunate, but hopefully the time, you know, to me, guys, I know some people are like, oh, can we get him back this year? I just want to know that maybe this guy can be productive next year at this point, because I'm not really banking on much out of him this year.
I think that's a fair concern, especially with his age. Could this be it from Kluber, especially with how many innings he was throwing with Cleveland, one of the most in the American League, if not the most of any pitcher?
Yeah, and that's the – and there are plenty of – I shouldn't say plenty, but, you know, I think Corey Kluber is the type of guy who, like, you look at his workload and – people even said him missing last year could be a blessing in disguise. It's his arm a year off because he did always have a heavy workload and not just his regular season innings, but remember they made it to the playoffs and 1 year went to the World Series. So it's even more innings. But he's this guy who's got this work ethic that's somewhat legendary and this commitment and whatever. So you think, okay, like this is the guy, the type of guy he's put himself in a position to carry his success deeper into his 30s than most. But sometimes it's just out of your control. And, you know, it's really unfortunate. And, you know, I wish that I could look into the crystal ball and have a better understanding of what the future holds for him. But, you know, unfortunately, this is not a good injury. This is not a broken forearm where it's going to heal and you come back, you're fine. There are, and I don't want to scare Rangers fans, there are pitchers who, you know, they've had this injury and, you know, they don't come back the same. Brandon Webb, who spent some time with the Rangers, he had a back of the shoulder injury and it wasn't the same. Now, that's not to say that that's going to be Corey Kluber's fate. And if he doesn't need surgery, that's an awesome indication. But I guess my point is there's a range of possibilities here. And, you know, the injuries that he could suffer, you know, hearing something with a shoulder, a muscle, a ligament, you know, that stuff's not good.
Jared, I do want to end here on a positive note. I'm curious how many messages you've received today for being a part of the fourth best radio broadcast in MLB, according to The Athletic.
Well, not a whole lot, and nor should I, because that's Eric and Matt. And frankly, if I can say I'm biased, obviously, but I think they should be up a few more spots.
Agreed.
Personally. But it's a, you know, it's a cool accomplishment, and you know, if I did have any small part, which I don't think I really did.
What's your percentage? How much percentage credit do you get? Is it even a full 1%?
It's at least 25.
I personally don't think so. honestly, I don't. And,
well, you're wrong.
You guys know me well enough to know that I do truly believe that, you know, that's not the case. I'm honored to be with those guys. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I mean, I couldn't have lucked into being with a better pairing of guys. And I don't think Matt gets a lot of recognition because he's in Eric's shadow. And I don't think Eric gets the recognition, even though he's in the Hall of Fame. I always hear people talk about Vin Scully, John Miller, and, you know, all these great voices. And I don't hear on a national stage conversation enough about Eric. And so anytime he gets recognition like this, I'm all for it. And so, you know, the Giants rank number one, and honestly, they have an awesome broadcast. We all, and Eric, Matt, and I talk about this. We love their broadcast. They do a great job. But Eric and Matt are tremendous, and Rangers fans are spoiled to have them. I'm certainly thankful to be able to share space with them and try not get in their way. They're awesome, and they're great people, great teammates, and super happy that they received that honor.
Well, you certainly don't get in the way, sir. You can help enhance the broadcast.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And here's the write-up. They say Jared Sandler, who does the pre- and post-game shows for the Rangers, gets high marks when he fills in on play-by-play. His pre- and post-shows are a must-listen, especially with the fire that he brings, according to one of the surveyors. So, Jared, you're a beast. We love you. We can't thank you enough. Thanks for banging with us.
Why the hell is Ruby still in the damn lineup?
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Tomorrow, we got pre, right? And post? Pre and post? Or just pre? Or what's the setup?
Slow pre.
I mean, we're around for both.
We're
here.
Guys.
But technically, we only have to talk to you for pre, so if you can avoid the post, that'd be ideal. But we're here if you want us.
All right, that works. Well, you guys do the pre, and then I'll handle the post.
All right.
Can't wait to pre with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll pre with you. Love you, buddy.
All right.
There he goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.